Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm here with Bob Ghaffari, Director of Enterprise Cloud Networking within our Network Platforms Group. Welcome, Bob. How's it going today?
It's going great, Allison. Thanks.
So the title of this Chip Chat is called The Problem with Old Pipes, which sounds like an episode of This Old House, but I have a feeling we're talking about old networking pipes. Tell me a little bit about the focus of your organization as it addresses this quote-unquote problem with old pipes.
Yeah, Allison, if we take a look at the last decade, and when we look at what's been happening in general with the network, part of the challenges of how people manage networks is that they had to pull in a variety of different kind of boxes and appliances. And, you know, you'd pull in a router here, you'd put in a firewall there, you'd want to do something for your application, so you put an application delivery controller. And part of the problem was that a lot of these kinds of solutions were very custom and they weren't really in a scenario where you can actually bring them all together in a fashion that could solve today's business problems.
It sounds like virtualizing those network functions is a big part of the solution. Tell me a little bit about where we're at with that and how haven't enterprises embraced moving to virtual networks?
So one of the things that we did starting about a decade ago is we've embarked on what we call this whole 4-to-1 strategy. We sort of said, look, there's application kind of stuff out there. There's control kind of stuff. There's a lot of things that need like pretty fast packet processing. And then there's stuff that needs some good signal processing. And I really focus on the 3-to-1 aspect. There's really not much signal. So really it's application control and data. Over the last decade, we've been working with a lot of the players out there on trying to get their architectures onto this kind of framework. Now, a lot of them now that sell physical appliances are based on this architecture, which sets the nice foundation as we go into this transformed world. That is, we're in virtual functions now, and you want these virtual functions to run efficiently and effectively, and you're running them now in an environment where, depending on what you're trying to do, you're going to pull in as many cores as you need to get the job done and make sure that the service level agreement that you have with the different entities is there. And so that's the journey we've been on. And now we get to see it really take a different turn as we are seeing a ton of traction around virtual solutions in the market today.
Now, I know that you've made a lot of progress in terms of virtualizing the core of enterprise networks, but it seems like there's a lot of focus today on extending that into branch offices and more edge applications. Where are you seeing enterprise heads on that topic, and where do you think Intel has a role to play?
So there's two topics here. What do you really do for the cloud, an on-prem cloud or data center? And then the second one is, well, what do you really do about the edge? On the first, the importance of having the virtual functions run in an optimized fashion pretty much gives the cloud the level of security you need and the level of application agility and quality you sort of need and expect. Then we have been delivering that and we have that, and there's a lot of capabilities and products in the market today. So then what you got is on the edge. And on the edge, it really comes back to every edge needs to have connectivity. And it starts with that. And you bring basically an MPLS pipe, which basically gives you the kind of solutions that historically everybody's been used to. It's like a old T1 line. And then you basically also have the ability now, especially with the explosion of traffic and video and things like that, you now have the ability to do an IP line as well, which is a lot more cost effective. But you may sacrifice latency. So what now is happening on the edge is you're saying we need to bring these functions together and you need to be able to manage your WAN in a fashion that gives you the best capability that makes sense for your business needs. So for example, if you're running Salesforce and you want to make sure that that is the priority application and you know, you're going to give it a certain level of network bandwidth and capabilities versus maybe your Skype, which should get a completely different kind of thing because latency is important and you want to make sure that the voice packets are not dropped and the voice quality is good. And so bringing that on the edge and into a platform that can scale up to sort of add the security capability on that edge that's needed as well as the application delivery capability that sort of provides the kind of quality you expect for your applications, no matter if it's running on-prem or maybe at AWS or some other location.
When you talk to enterprises and you talk to them about where they are in terms of their network virtualization, what are you hearing from customers today? And what do you think the industry could be doing a better job in terms of delivery back to customers in terms of the types of solutions, the core capabilities of solutions?
The customers are really trying to understand how they can take advantage of some of the newer capabilities and technologies, but they want to do it in a fashion that truly enhances their capabilities. They want to be more impactful. They want to be more efficient in terms of how they use their WAN resources, but at the same time, they really want to be playing better in the multi-cloud world. And so what they look for is to make sure that the vendors that are there to go supply this, are they in a position to be able to give them what they want and also grow, right? Because what happens is when you deploy a box, that box needs to be configured in a fashion that not only does what you want to do today, but it also gives you the ability to scale up. And this is, you know, quite important. What they need today will be very different than what they need tomorrow. And having the capability to be able to ensure that you can support that without ripping the box out, right? Because every time you have to take the box in and out, you know, there's extra time and effort and cost associated with that. And so the enterprise customer sort of look for is, does my vendor or service provider give me that ability to be able to not only get what I need today, but also if I want to change how I do maybe my security and my security policies, or maybe how I connect to and prioritize the different workloads in my cloud or the different cloud environments, or I may be doing more with Azure now versus AWS. So how can I really do this in a fashion that is instantaneous? And we think we are really in a very interesting position to be in the middle of this, and we have been working with a lot of the vendors in the community to try to enable this kind of capability here in the market.
That's fantastic. When you think about the integration of modern apps into enterprises, what is the role of a modern network to support those modern applications? And why is this such an important issue as enterprise modernizes its entire IT infrastructure?
As we start going into, you know, modernized IT, one of the key things here is you got to modernize your network as well. There's different aspects to what to look for in modernizing your network. You got the aspects that revolve around what is called a software-defined network, right, where you can do things with software commands instantaneously, and it's a well-understood kind of GUI, if you will. And then you also want to make sure that you are able to bring any kind of network capability you need to any kind of application environment that you're in. You know, we look at the number of enterprises out there, and every enterprise has so many different applications that they care about, right? There's the standard ones that maybe a lot of companies that use, like Salesforce and Workday and a bunch of others, but then some of them have their own. And when you get into these environments where they're now in a position to develop their own applications, well, you want them to make sure that these applications are in a scenario that can get the service they need. You know, if you're accessing this application either remotely through your branch office, or you're getting that from some other kind of cloud offering, it could be on-prem or somewhere else, that you're able to access this in a secure fashion, a reliable fashion, an agile fashion. You want to make sure that the applications have the inherent security capability built in. So having these virtual functions, if you will, that are easy to bring up, put with the applications, in some cases integrated into the applications, the network and the capability there to be able to support those applications is paramount. And you need to have this in a fashion that is flexible and agile and does not really hold the application person down and trying to have them do what they need to do to be able to move the business forward.
If folks want to find out more about the solutions that Intel and the industry are delivering to drive this modernization of the enterprise network, including on the edge, where would you send them for more information?
The Intel Network Builders program is a great location to start. Networkbuilders.intel.com is probably where I would recommend for them to go first.
Fantastic. Thanks for the time today. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.